Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to the Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare.
We're talking today about sweet fiber. That sounds good. Can
well,
I have my fiber and my sweet at the same time?
Well, that is a rather interesting title because you don't really think about fiber being sweet.
Uh-huh. No, you don't.
Yes.
You
so
think of like eating bark.
Bark. right.
Uh-huh. Fiber.
Yeah. People get real excited when you sit there and say, oh, this is high in fiber. You can see the kids get excited, you know? You got a 10-year-old, you sit there and you go, hey, this has a lot of fiber in it. And you see the excitement on their face.
Right. Well, even adults, right? So what do you mean by sweet fiber?
Well, it's sort of a oxymoron. Mm-hmm. We don't think of fiber as being sweet, but the benefits to the body are really quite incredible. Mm-hmm. And one of the things we want to do is in this whole segment, just to kind of let the cat out of the bag, is kind of show the difference between sugar and fiber and their relationship to our health and how important fiber is. And if we're looking at it from a healthy standpoint, fiber is sweet. Sugar is not.
Okay. Whatever you say. Why is fiber so important to our health?
Well, with who and what we were for thousands of years before modern chemicals and pasteurization and processing and all these different types of things, our diet consisted of a tremendous amount of fiber. That's how we were brought about, mm-hmm. was on a high-fiber diet. So our body is used to a high-fiber diet, and we have changed that. Because of modern technology, we have decided to make food more palatable, more soluble, and getting rid of fiber is one of the ways that they've done that.
And more addicting.
Yes, and more addicting. And the loss of the fiber has had untold consequences on our health and well-being. Mm-hmm. It's not how we were designed to live.
So where did you first hear about fiber and its importance?
Well, I was in in chiropractic school. We had a nutritional course. And the PhD who was teaching it on nutrition was a gentleman who had a lot of practical experience. And one of the things he did was he had a lot of practical experience in raising animals. So he would raise hogs and beef and other different types of animals for slaughter. And it was very important that he had the nutrition down to get the most out of his finances. Mm-hmm. You know, if you don't, it's basically a nutritional game. And one of the things is that he had a mill that was close to him, and they said, we've got a lot of this leftover fiber that we've removed from the grains. Can you feed that to your hogs? And he says, I'm not going to feed that to my hogs. These are, you know, I'm trying to get them ready for market, and it's going to be a problem. You know, I can't fatten them up. It's a waste of them eating. And they said, well, you know, we'll give it to you for free. You know, just see what it does. So he took a segment of the hog's population, started feeding them fiber. And he said it was incredible. They grew faster. They reproduced better. He had less disease. It was like a miracle. So he started to add that into his hog's diet. And also then he started to add it into chicken feed and beef feed. And it was incredible, the health benefits that occurred with the animals. He then started to have also a nutritional practice, started to introduce that into people's diet. And it's amazing how many things. One of the things that I always say is that exercise cures a world of diseases and a world of errors that you make in your life. Well, fiber does the same thing. Fiber in the diet is sort of the magic missing ingredient if you want to make an improvement in one's diet. There's a very old Chinese story about the Yellow Emperor. And he goes to one of his wise women who advised him, and he said, Why are the people, you know, why aren't they giving me more taxes? He says, the wise woman says, they're weak and not strong enough to work. And he says, well, you know, what is it? And she said, we need to put bamboo shoots into their diet.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, that's not going to do anything. And she says, no, they need the bamboo shoots to get the fiber into mm-hmm. their diet. So they added that in, and the people became healthy, and he started getting his taxes.
Interesting.
So that's the story that they say on
this
why
country
they
might have less debt if we eat fiber.
Yes, because of the health differences, uh-huh. all the different types of things. People aren't able to work enough. They're not, so that if they can't work, they can't make money, they can't pay taxes. It's an ongoing type of problem. And as we get into this, fiber cures so many different types of things that it is, the Chinese had a story on why you need to add bamboo shoots into your diet. Because there's no nutritional value except for the fiber.
Interesting.
But that's why they put it in.
Yeah, you see it in Chinese food.
And, right.
Uh-huh. Interesting. Well, how much fiber do Americans take into their diets?
The average American takes in about 18 grams of fiber, which is pretty pitiful.
That's 18 grams per day.
18 grams per day.
Mm-hmm.
And that is just, that is a very small amount.
Mm-hmm. So how much should we take in?
The American Dietary Association says that we should be taking in, for a female, should be taking in 35 grams, and for a male, 45 grams. Mm. However, I beg to differ.
Okay.
It should be for a male 75 grams, and for a female 65 grams. To have all the benefit that you need. The 45 and 35 grams is the minimum that mm-hmm. we should be having.
And you feel 65 and...
65 for a female, 75 for a male is really where you start to see health differences.
Why the difference between male and female?
Females take in less food.
Okay.
So it's the same proportion.
Same proportion, okay.
But it's just a different amount. Mm-hmm. That's necessary because they're smaller.
So how much sugar do Americans take in?
Americans take in about 75 grams of sugar.
Daily.
Daily.
Wow.
So
we're 18 grams of fiber a day.
Right.
It's 75 grams of sugar, which it could be refined sugar.
Right.
Which is not. Okay.
It's not basically good. We're not talking about even...
nutritional value.
Yeah, we're not talking about sugar that's from fruit and from vegetables, that type of thing. It's sugar, and one of the biggest places that we're getting it from is from corn syrup, mm-hmm. which is probably one of the worst sugars that we could possibly take in.
The high fructose corn syrup.
We reached a high of about 2014 on how much we were taking in, but the word's kind of gotten out, so we have reduced our high fructose corn syrup. But it's still not low enough that it, from where it should be.
Mm. So how much sugar should we be taking in?
Now, this is where it really gets interesting.
Uh-huh.
So we take in 75 grams of sugar.
Mm-hmm.
We only take in 18 grams of fiber.
Mm-hmm.
We should be taking in 75 grams of fiber and 18 grams of sugar.
Mm. We've switched it.
We've switched it. And if you go back... even to our great-grandparents,
mm-hmm.
that was their diet.
Probably they my were, grandparents, too.
Your grandparents, mm-hmm. too. My grandparents. 75 grams of fiber was usually what they were taking in. About 18 grams of sugar. Sugar was expensive.
Mm-hmm.
You only used it as a treat. It wasn't on a daily type of basis. You didn't add it to all of your foods.
With each meal.
With each meal.
Uh-huh.
That was something that you used sparingly. You used, desserts and sugary desserts for special occasions.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't something that you had on a daily basis. So, you know, we have really switched that. And, we are adding it into everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if you're eating processed foods, you're getting sugar.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. What are the worst sources of sugar?
Well, we were talking about high fructose corn syrup just really has one of the worst effects on the body. So trying to eliminate that is just not something that we should be taking in. Mm-hmm. The more sugar itself has some problems. The more that it's a very refined type of product. Mm-hmm. So sugar is a problem in and of itself, but there are sugars that are worse the more that they are. In other words, if you can't come about it naturally, mm-hmm. the more you have to process it to get it, the worse it is for your body because the less your body knows what to do with it.
Right.
So high fructose corn syrup, you know, our parents or grandparents couldn't produce that because they didn't have the
chemicals,
the processes to make it. So the more that we experiment, the more that we play with that type of thing, the worse it gets. Mm-hmm. The more natural it is, the more that it comes in through normal sources, the better it is for us.
Interesting. It's just so interesting how that has changed.
It has.
And people don't talk about fiber.
No.
I mean, you can have a fiber diet, you know, and lose weight.
Well,
we're going to talk about that. We'll okay, I'm stepping ahead. So why is sugar so bad for you? You talked about our body doesn't know what to do with it when it's the high fructose corn syrup. What else?
Well, the sugar is a very refined type of product. The like cane sugar, you mm-hmm. know, the actual canes. Uh-huh. People used to take those and chew on them, and they were very, very sweet. But they had a huge amount of fiber, mm-hmm. and they had a huge amount of vitamins and minerals in there. Mm-hmm. Usually, if it grows into a plant, the products that it needs to digest are there.
Interesting.
So, you know, what we do is we take that little portion out of it, and sugar demands a tremendous amount of reserves from us because there are no vitamins, no minerals in there, mm-hmm. no fiber to process it. And so the body says it's empty, what they call empty calories. Empty calories are very hard on the system because it creates nutritional debt. The more that you eat empty nutritional calories without the supporting vitamins and minerals, the more you're causing problems, the more everything's getting gummed up, and the cells just aren't working as well as they should be.
Wow. And that would affect
everything.
Our health. Interesting.
Everything.
When we come back, more on sweet fiber.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Dr. Prather, you talk a lot about structure function care and disease care. What is the difference between the two?
When you're talking about disease care, you're usually talking about an interference in the body's normal mechanisms. There is a time for that. When the body is actually in a process of free fall, is a good way to kind of put it, where the body is no longer making sense of what it's doing. And we're on a pattern that it will actually crash. Then you need some interference. And the best way to actually do that is through pharmaceuticals. Pharmaceuticals are classified as poisons. They actually take the body further away from homeostasis, which I'll define here in a second. Mm-hmm. But at those times, that is actually necessary. So when the body is in a crisis and is no longer able to heal itself, that's when disease care is actually critical. That's where you actually utilize the pharmaceuticals and the surgical methods. What we're usually involved with is in structure function. And as opposed to a disease care, it's health care. Everything that you use in a structure function standpoint is something to bring the body back into homeostasis, which is balance.
Okay.
Dr. Guyton talked about homeostasis as the definition of health. If the body can maintain homeostasis, where it's in a perfect balance with all the different types of things that are coming in that are interfering with its function, that is the perfect state of health. And that's based on a balance of the physiology, functional, and upon the structure portion of the structure function.
Well, you talk about the body as the hero. What do you mean by that?
Body has a self-healing mechanism to it that can just make all sorts of corrections if we can just get out of its way. The whole idea behind healthcare is to provide the impetus, the needs, and the basis of what it will take to actually get the body well. So finding out where it's off, doing the proper diagnostics, and then making the proper type of adjustments into the care will actually result in the healing and the position that the body should actually be in.
We'll find out how structure function care can impact your life. Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
We're talking today about sweet fiber, and we talked about why you call it sweet fiber. And what's really interesting to me is the stats and how they're turned around between what we consume as Americans. And we're just talking about North America here.
Right.
The fiber intake and the sugar intake have switched.
Completely.
We're averaging about 75 grams of sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, we can say bad sugar, right?
Right.
Bad sugar that has no nutritional value. Mm-hmm. That is, our bodies don't know what to do with. They're empty calories. And then we're only getting 18 grams of fiber when we should be getting closer to 60 to 70
right.
grams.
So it's just completely reversed.
Mm-hmm. You think that has something to do with our health?
It has a lot to do.
And you don't hear a lot about fiber.
No.
You know, this is our first show we've been doing on it. So it's very interesting. So before we went to break, we were talking about sugar. Is there a right amount of sugar that's okay?
Yes.
Or, you know, we have the cane sugar, the rapadura sugar,
mm-hmm.
Stevia. So is there a right amount of sugar that's okay?
Yes, and there are sweeteners that work well. Honey's a very excellent one, especially if you eat it with the honeycomb, because that's a high fiber.
Oh.
So the honeycomb itself has a huge amount of fiber and should be taken in with the honey. Mm-hmm. Honey does have a lot of the nutrients in there, so that's a good source. Stevia is an excellent sweetener without any real problems. It's a natural sweetener. Rapadura sugar is sugar that has all the nutrients with it.
Mm-hmm.
So that works well. Molasses is a very helpful type of thing. Has the iron, has a lot of the nutrients in it. So as you can get more into the raw type of a products, the better types of sugars are the least refined.
Mm-hmm.
So the more that you can get it with the least amount of work, the better the sugar is.
Mm-hmm.
So that is where that works. The more chemical it is, the more it's processed, the more they try to refine it, the worse it is for our body.
And it has a lot to do with our obesity rate.
It has a huge amount to do with
the toxins, not, yeah.
Correct. Well, it's amazing just what effects that has.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was listening to some radio show talking about women in different areas of our country and the miscarriage rate and that. And, you know, a lot of that can be linked to this, not only obesity, but a lot of health issues.
Absolutely.
And I know we're going to talk about that. In fact, you know, what effects on the body does this sugar fiber balance, you know, have? We've started talking about that.
It's huge. It changes our digestive flora.
Mm-hmm.
It changes our endocrine balance. It changes our immune system. It has a direct effect on our insulin levels. It has a direct effect on our use of calories. So it the fiber sugar ratio is the quickest, easiest way to dietarily affect obesity. Matter of fact, the only thing that they've proven that 100% of the time always helps with obesity is fiber. So if you increase your fiber levels, it's the one of the quickest, easiest ways to reduce your weight. So as you are working with sugar and fiber, you know, getting that reversal going. But one of the things that it really does along those lines is change the gut flora. Now, I'm going to get a little technical here and stick with me on this. But there are two different basic types of bacteria that are in the gut. One is a Firmicutes, the other one is a Bacteroides. And I'm not going to repeat that because nobody got any of that. But the one with the that starts with the F is the portion of the bacteria that digests fiber. And the one with the B is the one that digests sugar. And that ratio on there has a huge amount to do with our obesity rate. The more fiber you take in, the more of the Firmicutes that you actually start to develop. And that balance on there has a huge effect on your health, on whether you're taking cholesterol, your insulin levels. It also has a lot to do with how many calories you produce. Hmm. If you have a balance in your gut bacteria, you reduce a good balance. It can reduce your caloric and fat absorption into your body by 50%.
Wow.
Let me repeat that. Mm-hmm. So if you are eating 3,000 calories a day, and you have a where the bacterioids are the dominant, and there's hardly any Firmicutes into your digestive system, you are getting the full effect of the 3,000 calories.
Interesting.
If you have a balance with the ones that digest the fiber, mm-hmm. you're getting the same as 1,500 calories with the same amount of calories you're taking in.
Wow. Interesting.
So you can, if you have a good balance between your in your bacteria, good in your good bacteria, you can cut down on how much fat is being produced by 50%. Mm-hmm. And actually start to lose weight without changing your calorie intake. But it's dependent on how much fiber versus sugar that you take. Mm-hmm. That's what determines everyone's balance in their GI gut.
Mm-hmm.
So the GI is really where you can make a huge difference in your weight loss.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that you do that is by increasing your fiber. Not only does fiber do several things. It satiates, so you aren't as hungry.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just amazing all the changes that occur.
Yeah.
Like in animals, when they do studies, they find that if they feed a diet like what we do with a low fiber and a high sugar diet, the animals will consume 30% more food than on a balanced diet.
Mm.
If they increase the fiber, the animals cut down on how much they eat.
Wow.
And they're healthier.
Mm-hmm.
They grow better. They reproduce better. It has a huge effect on fertility. It has the hormones are balanced. They have better, healthier litters. It's amazing all the different types of changes that occur when you can start to get your fiber in.
Mm-hmm.
So fiber is not just for constipation.
Right. Have your prune juice.
Sure.
Well, I was thinking, too, in the gut, you know, like a bamboo shoot, right? as that's going through the intestinal wall, is that doing something? Is fiber?
Fiber also keeps, if you have a low fiber diet, you start to accumulate digestive food,
in pockets or?
In pockets, things like that.
Uh-huh.
So it starts to really cause a lot of problems. You know, a lot of the diseases of the bowel mm-hmm. are occurring because you're not cleaning it out. So you need the fiber to clean out the bowels, mm-hmm. 100%. It keeps the intestines much, much healthier. It also helps with insulin balance. People find that their hormones are much, it has a direct effect on the hormones.
Mm-hmm.
It lowers cholesterol, cuts down on cardiovascular disease and heart disease.
Mm-hmm.
It cuts down on cancer. It's amazing just how many things that you could be talking about that are eliminated by increasing the fiber.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just interesting. I mean, it makes sense. It makes sense. Be like a fiber diet out there.
A fiber diet. That's what we really need is a uh-huh. big fiber diet.
Uh-huh. Very interesting. When we come back, let's talk about good sources of fiber.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
I suffer from allergies. I'm only allergic to two things, organic and inorganic matter. I didn't think I had allergies. I just thought I had a really bad cold since preschool, so... My mom, she used to treat the problem. She used to hose me down with Vicks VapoRub. And she liked that stuff too much on me. The air above me had this distorted look all the time. I get on the school bus in the morning, everyone got emotional instantly. First girl I tried to kiss got cured of her asthma. So, praise the Lord.
A special message from the DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice.
Are you tired of making the same weight loss resolution only to end up right back where you started? Let the professionals at DTS Weight Loss Center take all the frustration out of dieting. Our nutritionists and wellness coaches know what works for every body type and can develop a plan specific to your needs throughout your medically supervised program. Make the change by visiting us online at DTSweightLossCenter.com. Dedicate. Transform. Succeed.
When you call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment at our DTS Weight Loss Center, mention the Voice of Health radio show and you'll receive a free initial consultation plus a free body composition analysis. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. The DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice. Dedicate, transform, succeed. I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue.
We're talking today about sweet fiber and how important fiber is to the diet. And we're talking about here in North America, our diet and how we've switched probably mm-hmm. in two generations.
Sure.
From... what we were intaking fiber and where it needs to be, now sugar is, we're intaking about 75 grams of sugar. Interesting. And fiber only 18 grams, and we need to switch that.
If you go back to the 1970s, 1960s, 10% of the population was obese. Mm-hmm. Less than that. We remember, as they were looking at the numbers of how many people were obese, when they hit 10%, there was kind of a hue and cry that, oh my goodness, we've got a real problem here. Mm-hmm. In the last 25 years, there was only one state that had over 10% mm-hmm. of obesity. Now we are getting to the point that no state has less than 30%.
Wow.
So it has become such a huge problem, and it's just an exponential growth on the obesity rate. What is it that's causing that? What is it that is leading to this problem?
What's changed?
It hasn't really been our calorie intake. It's how we eat. Mm-hmm. You know, most of, what people used to do is that there was a lot of fresh vegetables, a lot of fresh fruits. People made meals. Now everything is, it's a factory food that we're getting. And factory food takes out all the fiber and adds a whole lot of sugar. Because it's difficult to make things palatable for people if it's not made fresh. And so they try to compensate on that, try to make it sweeter so people crave it more, so they eat more, because they find that there's a 30% increase on how much you eat if they put a lot of sugar in it. Mm-hmm. And they're taking out the fiber because the fiber it doesn't last as long. Because fiber degenerates. Mm-hmm. So, there is a whole process on this. There's a whole movement on what we're doing. And we're killing ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Slowly killing ourselves.
That's why we have an obesity epidemic.
Increase in autoimmune disease.
Increase in autoimmune diseases. There's a huge effect on the immune system. 80% of your immune system is around your gut. Mm-hmm. And if you are changing the whole gut flora in through there, you're changing the immune system. We were designed to operate in a certain type of a way, and we've completely changed the fuel. Mm-hmm. And we're reaping the consequences of that.
Yeah, interesting. So what are good sources of fiber?
Well, fiber... again, what you want to do is get the foods that are as unprocessed as possible. Mm-hmm. Beans, legumes, uh-huh. All of those are really good sources of fiber as long as they haven't been processed to death. So beans, they're, as you talk about that, they keep you moving. So beans are fantastic, mm-hmm. great source of fiber.
All beans?
All beans have a lot of fiber in them, so mm-hmm. that's a really good way to go with increasing our dietary fiber. That's been a huge effect. Plants, mm-hmm. Whenever you get into the grains, we eat a lot of grains in our diet right now, but it's processed grains. What they've done is they've removed the nutrient value of the grains, they've removed the fiber. And trying to get high fiber, healthy nutrient grains is much more difficult. You've seen the different types of, you like the bread that I get from
Europe.
Yeah,
I was just thinking about that. What is that bread? Yeah.
That is the way the bread should be. Mm-hmm. Where it's compact, small, it feels like a brick instead of... light bread.
Uh-huh.
You get two different kinds of bread where, you have it and you can kind of, it feels like a marshmallow. Uh-huh. And you puff it up and down. That is a very processed bread. That is not bread that has,
shelves. Yeah.
So what I do is I eat bread from Europe. Mm-hmm. And it feels like a nice little brick loaf.
Yeah. Get it at Market District. Yeah.
Right. It's very thick. It has a tremendous amount of fiber in it. That's the way that bread used to be.
I have to toast it.
You have to toast it because it is, but you like it, though.
Oh, yeah.
And it has a lot of fiber in it. So, that's a huge way in trying to get it as natural and as thicker and as much grain. And it's very hard to find really the high-level fiber in bread in America. You have to go to Europe to find it. Mm-hmm. So I eat bread from Europe.
That you find at Market District.
We find at Market District, yeah.
That's good.
So, you've got that. You want to have it in your noodles, the high fiber, least processed types of noodles also. Mm-hmm. So really going with that, the high fiber type of grains. Also, you want to have your veggies. Mm-hmm. The richer the color, usually the higher the fiber content. The more it's washed out, the less fiber.
Okay.
So
what about Brussels sprouts?
Brussels sprouts, excellent.
Mm-hmm.
As we were talking about,
you do not want to be in the same room with me after eating Brussels sprouts.
Well, that's kicking up your firmicutes. Firmicutes, kind of, yeah. That's why they call them like cooties, you know. So the fiber bacteria does produce more gas.
Mm-hmm.
The smell from gas actually comes from meat, from the sulfur.
Oh, okay, interesting.
So, yes.
I was just at Bed Bath & Beyond, and they have, like, potpourri, and you can, they were doing these advertisements, it was hilarious, but you can put this in your purse, you know, if you eat Brussels sprouts for lunch. Or
spray right there.
Uh-huh.
Take the spray with you.
Uh-huh.
So, also fruits. Mm-hmm. Fruits are a high source as long as you're... That's one of the problems, of course, is fruits are supposed to be meant to eat as fruits, not as fruit juice.
Yeah, that's not the same thing.
Right. That's why if you are going to have, like, orange juice, have the high pulp, because you need the fiber to process even the natural sugars.
Mm-hmm.
That's why foods that are really sweet naturally have high fiber.
Mm-hmm.
Dates, figs, those are all high fiber types of foods with a lot of nutrients in it, but they got a lot of sugar. But they balance that out in a natural type of way.
Right.
So finding those types of products along those lines are very important. So
apples. Really
apples, yeah. All those types of things.
What was the saying? An apple a day keeps
right.
the doctor away.
Yeah. And it's better to have them raw instead of cooked.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have more of the fiber working in through your diet.
But it's real important, too, to chew the food.
Chewing the food, breaking it down, that's you know, if you're having processed foods, we're all in such a hurry, we don't want to have to chew our food. And you have to chew your food if you have fiber in it.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of the process.
Right. You have to literally count 30 chews. Yeah, I am guilty. Yeah, I remember a couple weeks ago I was in New York City, and you're sitting like on top of each other as you're eating, and it's loud, and it's so easy to just
speed through it.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, so you talked about bamboo shoots being very important.
Bamboo shoots, that's just purely for fiber. Water chestnuts. Mm-hmm. Are a very high fiber type of food.
Now, you eat a lot of dates and figs. And
I do. Seeds.
Mm-hmm.
Seeds are excellent. Chia seeds, pumpkin seeds, sunflower seeds are also very, very high in fiber. A lot of nutrients in it. So nuts.
Nuts, yeah.
Nuts are also excellent. Going for the high fiber foods really, really helps out with your health and well-being.
Mm-hmm.
If you have type 2 diabetes, one of the ways that you can get rid of that is by increasing your fiber.
Mm-hmm.
Fiber has a huge effect on the insulin levels. If you having to take high cholesterol medicine, fiber really fixes a lot of the cholesterol problems. Hypertension, high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Fiber has been shown to be another thing besides weight loss.
Right.
Those are all very important types of things.
Well, let's talk about supplementation.
Right.
Is supplementation helpful, too?
We very seldom get people to eat enough fiber.
Right. So you're supplementing a lot of
people.
So
we're supplementing. Now, these are all natural sources of,
mm-hmm.
Of fiber. They're basically a food in a capsule because people aren't taking enough of it.
Yeah, kind of like a condensed food.
It's a condensed food, and it's an easier way to do it. So getting supplementation for the majority of people is necessary because it's very difficult in modern America to get people to eat enough fiber to get it up to 75 grams. That's a lot.
Yeah.
And you need to have it there for a long period of time to start to see the changes in the bowels.
So what supplements do you recommend? And I know we're very individualized. But.
Right. There are all sorts of different types of fibers out there. They have psyllium is, of course, one of the better known.
Psyllium husk, yeah.
Yeah. But they also have oat. There are easily, we could have 20 different types of fiber here, finding out which one works the best for you.
Mm-hmm.
But all of those are available in supplement forms in different types of ways. They have apple pectin. In other words, there's an awful lot. So if you don't do well with psyllium, which is the standard for that, mm-hmm. for fiber, there are other different forms. If you have an allergy to that, we can certainly find something else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, interesting. But that doesn't mean when you supplement, you can eat that same amount of sugar.
Yeah. You want to try to get it.
Right.
If you can get it with your diet, that's the best way.
Mm-hmm. So can the effects of increased fiber be measured?
It can. We do a GI stool kit, and it shows basically how much fiber you're taking in your diet by the effects of the bacteria. Mm. So we have people who come in all the time who say, now, you know, how's your fiber? You can increase your fiber, and you can really make a big difference on your weight loss or your blood sugar or all the different types of things that are going on in the system. They say, oh, no, I'm great with my fiber. I just, you know, and they go on and brag about how they eat. And then we do their stool kit, and there's absolutely none of the bacteria in there that are necessary to digest fiber.
Wow. So that shows up on the
It shows kit. Up on the stool kit. And one of the nice things on that is, in other words, we have a lie detector test. And it literally shows how well you're doing. And one of the things that is very, very true, that we have found no one, and I mean no one in all the years that we've been testing the stool kit, that has a normal balance in their diet. Mm-hmm. All of them are taking, everyone is taking in too much sugar as opposed to the fiber. And the fiber bacteria are hardly registering on their stool kit.
Wow.
Hardly registering. There's absolutely usually none. Mm-hmm. That we see some
wow.
people with some that shows up. Those are the ones that say, oh, yeah, I'm really, really great with my fiber.
Yeah.
And it's, no,
we're not
there.
So what kind of symptoms will they be having?
Well, you know, there's weight gain. Mm-hmm. If people who have a balance on their fiber and the other type are not obese. Mm-hmm. They just are not.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't happen.
Interesting.
They don't have blood sugar problems. They don't have hypertension. They don't have cholesterol problems. Their insulin levels are normal. So, you know, that is probably one of the biggest indicators on a lot of the major types of things that are going on in your system.
Mm-hmm.
The only people that have shown up normal is the ones that we've really hit, and they followed what we told them to do.
Mm-hmm.
Then we start to see it, but it'll take a year, you know, especially if you have a situation that you are showing up no fiber in mm-hmm. your diet.
And what's nice about this stool kit, you just did your annual one. How was your fiber?
Did. I was better than most. I was not in the green. I was in the yellow.
Okay.
So I do need to increase my fiber.
Uh-huh.
Most people are showing up absolutely none. I'm at 27, mm-hmm. but I do want to get up where I should be is about 200.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
and
I have to hit
a
my
lot of fiber.
And
there.
I well,
'cause I live with you. I know.
Interestingly enough, my fiber levels for someone who's coming in without really, you know, hitting
yeah.
it, are probably one of the best I've seen.
Really, but yet they have a lot
but
of improvement.
But they still have a tremendous amount of improvement to do.
Mm-hmm. Is this part of the reason there's so much colon disease right now?
Autoimmune diseases, colon diseases, cardiovascular, all those things are very much connected to this.
Interesting. Well, we have about a minute, Dr. Prather. I just want to give you the floor and make sure you communicate what you want to on sweet fiber.
Let's hit our fiber. That is one of the most important things that we can possibly do. And one of the ways that you should do that is get a nice stool kit. Someone who can measure, see exactly where you are.
And insurance cover
Most insurances do cover that.
Yeah.
And it is one of the best ways to get your health back to par.
And it wasn't bad doing, right?
It wasn't. It's not bad at all.
Uh-huh. Excellent. Well, thank you for such an interesting show.
Thank you, Lisa.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health.
Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Dr. Prather, tell us why your weight loss program is unique.
Well, we're not just interested in your weight loss. We're interested in your overall health and well-being. So, you know, again, we are an office that is looking at homeostasis within the body. And homeostasis on your fat percentage is an extremely important part because that determines a lot of your pH, your hormones. It has a huge effect on how your body actually works. So we're not just looking at, yes, we want you to lose weight, but we want you to lose weight in a healthy manner.
That you'll be able to keep it off.
That you'll be able to keep it off. We don't allow people to gain their weight back. You know, we really try to keep up with them and make sure that they have a lifestyle that maintains their weight, their desired weight. And then we also check to see what is the proper weight that you should be for the percentage of fat. Because that is what is really important on this. And we also look at the whole person. What is it that's actually keeping you from being able to get where you want to be, whether it's emotional issues, whether it could be like we had a patient who was low iron. And that low iron was, they just couldn't lose weight until they got their iron levels back up.
Thyroid, endocrine system.
Yeah, endocrine system that's out of balance. So we figure out what it is that's going to get you to a healthy state. And as you get to that healthy state, it makes it very easy then to lose the weight. And people are surprised at, one, that they're able to lose the weight and feel so much better. That's one of the beauties of all this.
And the other thing, too, it's very individualized.
Very individualized.
We have type 1 diabetics on the program. We've had people with type 2 get off their insulin. So with it being medically supervised and blood work is taken, so we know exactly what's going on.
Yes, we do. And that just makes all the difference in the world. And it, people have different types of, I mean, it's amazing how many different individual types of needs and quirks and all sorts of things that people have. And working with them to help them to get where they want to be is always a pleasure.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients. For our Restoring Hope segment this week, we now go to Elaine Reisner with another patient success story from The Prather Practice.
We are joined by Virginia to share her story at The Prather Practice. So what health situation first brought you in here?
I had gained about 20 pounds in the past year just because of enjoying life too much.
which we all do.
And I was struggling to make the lifestyle changes without some accountability from someone outside of my family. So I came here to see what you guys offered. You talked to me about a couple of different options. The DTS program, as well as more of nutritional coaching and meal planning and exercise routine, things like that. Ultimately, I chose the DTS.
Before you came in here, had you tried other means of losing weight? How did those go?
Yeah, I tried the Whole 30 program. I did the low to no carb plan, and I just had a hard time sticking with them.
Sure. Yeah, and I think, you know, with anything, especially weight loss, having someone, either someone doing it along with you or having someone to talk to on a weekly basis to keep you accountable. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're training for a marathon or if you're trying to, I don't know, save money in your savings account, it just helps having someone being like, now, did you put $200 in your savings account after, out of that paycheck? You know, right. It just helps having someone kind of to keep right. you accountable. Okay, so you came in here, and if I remember correctly, you got blood work done first, right? To see
yes.
where you were at. Okay. And so we did the electrodermal screening to see what supplements you needed to put you on, because I always like to see where you're at and for Dr. Prather to take a peek at it first. Mm-hmm. And yeah, he said that, was your blood work okay at first, or was okay?
My blood work was actually awesome.
Okay. Awesome. Look at you.
Yeah.
Okay, good. And then he said that you were good to start. Mm-hmm. So you started the HCG weight loss program, which we've talked a lot about in our radio shows, and it's basically the low-calorie diet. Mm-hmm. Now, how did that go? How was your progress?
I did really, really well. I lost, I think, 25 to 30 pounds ultimately, and I think about 18 pounds of fat and
yeah.
15 inches. It was amazing. So
yeah.
I can wear things that I wasn't able to wear and haven't been able to wear for a long time.
Yeah.
It was not easy to stay on the low-cal diet mm-hmm. That's so restrictive, mm-hmm. especially through the holidays, but
sure.
the results really are motivational.
Yeah.
And, of course, having the weekly sessions with you was mm-hmm. was helpful. Somebody, I knew somebody was going to weigh me and ask me, so how
right?
to do.
And, you know, you did it over the holidays. That's really impressive.
Yeah.
I don't know a lot of people that could do that. I definitely could not. Honesty hour, I couldn't do that. yeah, and so, yeah, you would come in, and I also gave you my cell phone number, so there mm-hmm. were a couple times where you had questions, or you
right.
were like, hey, this is going on, I don't know what to do, and you even went on trips during it, which was impressive. I mean, you
yeah.
really did awesome on it.
Holiday Christmas party in Philadelphia.
Yeah, yeah, it's a lot. It's good. Yeah, so when you first came in, you were at 79.1 pounds of fat, and you're down to 61.8, which is pretty phenomenal. And you're now on the maintenance program, which mm-hmm. you're still doing great on, and you've started going to the gym more, right?
Yep.
Okay, cool.
Multiple times a week.
And, you know, during the phase where you're on the HCG, that temporary calorie cut, it's good to stick to it. It's easier to stick to it because you're seeing the progress on the scale. And when you transition into maintenance, it's, you know, I'm still here for you, but a lot of it is on you to make mm-hmm. those good decisions day in and day out. And you've been sharing over the past month or so some of the decisions that you've been making, and it's impressive. And, you know, like one of them that you said, I think last time, is you went out for, I think you got a burger, and you took a part of the bun off, and mm-hmm. maybe that was a decision that you wouldn't have made
right.
usually. And what are some other changes that you've noticed?
Instead of fries, I'll get Brussels sprouts with a meal.
Yeah.
I eat less mm-hmm. of things that, like, I might splurge and get a breakfast burrito,
sure.
but I only eat part of it.
Yeah.
Or eating more fruits and vegetables, drinking more water.
Yeah. I remember the first time that we met, you would say that you would get home from the gym and then have chips and queso, right? And I was like, oh, no. We've got some work to do. But that's okay. I mean, like, look at where you're at now, which is awesome.
Right.
Yeah, and, you know, like I said last time you were here, at this point, it's great that you're making these decisions on your own. I didn't tell you to pick Brussels sprouts over French fries. Mm-hmm. You're doing it.
Right.
And at this point in the game, that's the way that things should be, because mm-hmm. I'm not going to be here with you the rest of your life. So ideally, I want to see you a year, 2 years down the road, and you look the same as you did last time I saw you, or even better, mm-hmm. which for you, I mean, you're doing wonderful. My job is done here, which is great. So for someone out there listening that maybe thinking about losing weight, or they're struggling with losing weight, or maybe they're trying keto or Weight Watchers and they're just not having the success that they want to, what is some advice that you would give them?
I definitely think that the difference maker for me was the accountability with you.
Yeah.
And the access to you, like you said, on your cell phone. So I would definitely encourage someone to come in and see you and talk through their issues, and because we all know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, there's enough information out there
sure.
about healthy eating and
yep.
lifestyle choices that we really all know what we should do. It's just a matter of making those choices consistently.
Yeah. Well, awesome. Well, hey, it's been great to work with you over the past few weeks, and I'm excited to see where you take your journey, and thank you for sharing your story.
Thank you.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Are you frustrated by not getting to the root cause of your health issue? Are you tired of not knowing why you're always fatigued? Are you wanting to say no to toxic drugs? Have you lost hope? Are you just tired of being sick and tired? At the Prather Practice, we want you to know that we have the answers for you. We offer the alternative to the disease care model. We are the drug-free model to health and wellness. At the Prather Practice, we look for the underlying cause of your health problem and not just the symptomatology. Through thorough diagnostics, we find your individual health blueprint for your treatment. Where the disease care model is symptom-based, the structure-function model we practice gets to the root of your health issue. The Prather Practice is the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Our integrated practice offers you the most treatment options to restore your health and your hope. Learn more about the Prather Practice by calling 317-848-8048 or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com.